Well, the start of the game would be very important. I think it's important to get the fans into the game, you know. And I think that for us, I think if we play, I think if we play well and perform well, I think the fans get into it. They want you to work because we want to work, you know. And if we're going to be a hard team to play against, we're going to have to use our speed and our size. I think the combination of those things helps make this a good environment for us to play in and have success. Right. Well, there's quite a bit of areas. I don't want to cover them all, but turnovers were one of them. We had too many turnovers, and they got 7 scoring chances off of our turnovers, so that's certainly an area. To get more organized in the defensive zone, to get a little bit more patient and sort out coverage, so that would be the other area. You know, there's other factors, but those would be the two that really we've been trying to focus on.
Still get excited for home
opener? Oh, sure. Sure, how can you not? You know, home opener here, home opener on the road, you still get excited. You get the anxiety and the nerves going and stuff, just like the players. You get the adrenaline flows, and that's all good stuff. But I think it's a good measuring stick because we're going to get a team that played a different style than the first game we faced, and this is more of a grinding, patient game that forces us to play a patient game as well. You have to be prepared to play a low scoring game against these guys, and you got to be prepared to get to the hard areas and pay a price to have success, and those will be things that we need to measure up on. I don't see that. He's a player who plays with bite. I don't see him being a headhunter type of player. He plays hard as a young player. He's played that way before. I don't see that.
He's pretty level-headed, and I asked him about,
talk to him. Yeah, you know, Charlie Huddy also talks to him quite a bit, too. You know, I think that it's too early to tell. I don't worry too much about Jacob right now. He's played pretty well. He's a confident guy, and he's done pretty well. You know, I think that we're going to see if he's able to keep things in perspective. The biggest thing is we have to recognize this is a 19-year-old player, and we have to keep things in perspective. You know, he's going to have ups and downs. This happens with all players. So, you know, we've only played one game, and he started off great. You know, we've got him, you know, talking too much about him, in my opinion. Well, I don't know that you want him to change too much of the way he plays. It's the way that he plays. You know, I think that the challenge for him is can he be better than the first game, you know. So he's, you know, in talking about Paul Postma, he had some areas of the game where I thought he could have been a little bit better, so he needs to improve on those. You know, I don't expect him to change his game. He's got things that he can add to the game and things that we need in the game. Just because you play an opponent like LA, you don't want to be thinking completely defensive. He's a good skater, has offensive skills. That's what he brings to the table, and that's what he's got to bring. But in the D zone, we need to look for him to be better. That's where I'd like to see him change.
Do